Today is October 10th. If you're celebrating, happy birthday from the Edge News staff. Here's some folks who share your special day. Brett Favre, born in 1969, is an American professional gridiron football player who broke all the major National Football League career passing records as quarterback of the Green Bay Packers. Nora Roberts, born in 1950, is an American romance novelist who is one of the most successful and prolific authors of the genre. And then, and Thelonious Monk, born in 1917, was an American pianist and composer who was among the first creators of modern jazz.
That's about it from us, folks. But before we go, let's take a look back at today in history. In 1911, a group of revolutionaries launched an uprising in Wuchang, China, which many regard as the formal beginning of the Chinese Revolution, a nationalist democratic revolt that overthrew the Qing dynasty. In 1846, English astronomer William Lassell discovered Titan, the largest satellite of the planet Neptune. In 1845, to improve the then unsatisfactory methods of instructing midshipmen, George Bancroft, historian, educator, and Secretary of the Navy, founded the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland.
And that'll be it from us for the week. On the Edge News staff are our directors Alyssa Roldan and Patrick Kelly. Tonight's engineer has been Noe Jacobson. Sources for the Edge News have been provided by The New York Times, The Gothamist, The Times Union, The Daily Freeman, BBC, CNN, The New Paltz Oracle, and Original Journalism by Patrick Kelly. Stay tuned for more cutting-edge music. From the entire Edge News team, have a beautiful night.
WFMP Rosendale, playing new music for ya.
Listen to The Edge every day, and we will never bore ya.
The Edge is really great, and you should listen to it every day. Hey, hey, hey! Hey.
WFMP, I can see the way you play great music.
WFMP, where are ya? Like 88.7 FM, man!
Hi, everyone. It is me. I am here for NPMC Spotlight. It is I, DJ Redacted, back again. I'm always here with you guys, chatting it up on a Thursday night. So, originally for today's show, we were supposed to have an artist joining us, as is the entire premise, is... It's the interview show. You guys know how it works. I talk to all the cool musicians. We get to know them. It's a great time. But unfortunately, for today's, they had to call out sick. And you know what? That's okay, because I don't want to get sick either. So I appreciate them looking out for themselves and for me, because I can't afford to get sick. It's midterms, people. But anyway... I'm kind of just gonna almost interview myself, which sounds a little narcissistic, I suppose. But I promise, I'll make it entertaining. I'll talk about some of my favorite bands that maybe I have interviewed and maybe I haven't yet and hope to one day. That'll be super awesome if any of these guys are listening and want to come on. That would be super, super cool. I'd love to have them. And maybe I can talk to you guys a little bit more about what I do and, like, how the Music Collective functions, what we have coming up, what we literally did today. We had an event. So yeah, just having a chat. So, I mean, I can start with, what's the Music Collective been up to? I know I kind of gave you that intro to who we were when I started the show a few weeks ago. If you were here for the first episode, thank you for listening to the first episode. That's super cool of you to keep sticking around. But yeah, what we do is we are the New Paltz Music Collective, hence the NPMC in the spotlight. Yes. And what we do, our entire mission is bringing music to campus. Here at SUNY New Paltz, we aim to provide a safe and sober space for people who want to enjoy music, for people who are too young to enjoy music at potentially a bar in town or something of that sort. So, yeah, we provide an alternative venue that we want everyone to be able to partake in and have a good time. So that's a little bit about, like, our genuine mission here on campus. And some recent events, I mean, we've had a pretty busy week, and we're going to have a really busy month of October. So we started off the month with World College Radio Day. So if you were tuning in to WFMP last week, you would have heard on Friday. So not my show, but, you know, the Friday people and all their shows. Great work they did. About College Radio Day, and basically it's just a day to celebrate what we do here and to, you know, give props to all the previous people who have done it and the people who are still doing it here on college radio stations where, you know, there's no opportunity like it. Like I've said in the past, we get, you know, totally, like, control over our playlists, you know, as long as it's clean, of course, and appropriate for you all to hear. But, you know, we can totally do whatever I want, wherever we want. I mean, I've had shows back-to-back weeks where one week I'm doing country music, the next week I'm doing hip-hop, the next week I'm going to do all women to celebrate different things, and it's really fun to have that freedom instead of doing, like, a, you know, top 40 every week. It's pretty cool. I love it. So we had that for College Radio Day, and we were doing some stuff around campus, and I'm also our music director here, so I helped out with that and our music collective by bringing a live performance to campus. You know, just a little acoustic set outside of our campus Starbucks. It was pretty fun, pretty cool time. Big shout out to our club member Ethan, who did an amazing job. Played some of my favorite songs, played a lot of Tyler Childers, so I had a really great time listening. And yeah, it was a really good day. We had a couple hiccups. By hiccups, I mean I forgot to bring a mic stand, so I had to go get a mic stand, and that was silly, but, you know, you roll with the punches. And yeah, that was a good day. And today, all over campus, actually, but, you know, we had our little part in it, was, I would say perhaps a pep rally-esque type of a thing, a rally, perhaps, maybe the word. To basically just raise awareness around voter registration. So we had a voter registration drive. We had our different political organizations on campus around, such as College Democrats, Democracy Matters, all of those types of orgs on our campus, NYPIRG, going out helping get people signed up to vote. Because, you know, voting is super important no matter what. You know, you want to be heard. Locally, state, federal, it's all super important to vote. So we helped out with that today with their little celebration around that. We brought in actually an alumni who used to go here, Eric James, an amazing performer, great vocalist. He has a lot of great music out. Also just a super cool guy. Yeah, he went to New Paltz, and he was a Music Collective person. He was a WFMP person. Really awesome time to have him out for that event. And then we also had our dear friend Owen, who has done some stuff with us before, play. It was a great time. Good day, good way to spend my nice afternoon outside, take a little break from being locked away in an editing studio somewhere working on a midterm. So that was what we've done so far this month. And we're only 10 days in. And we got 20 days exactly to go to finish preparing for our Halloween concert, which I'm so excited about. We have just kind of finalized our lineup for that, and I'm really pleased to kind of share that with you guys for the first time. We are going to have the Schwegs, which are a local band to the area. They're really cool people. A couple of them are students here. Love them. We're also going to have the Get Offs, which is another local band to the area. Really awesome. Dear friends of mine. And yeah, and then our final band is Crucible, who I have not seen yet. But our dear friend Ethan, who helped us out on College Radio Day, is in Crucible. And so yeah, we're going to see how that goes. And it's going to be a really cool time. And I hope you really come out and enjoy that concert that we've been working very, very hard at putting together for you guys. It's going to be on October 30th, so Halloween Eve, October 30th at 7 o'clock in the Student Union building here. Typically, these events are more so for students. So yeah, if you're a student of SUNY New Paltz, please come on out and come see what, you know, maybe some of your fellow classmates have to offer as far as being super awesome musicians. So with that, we're going to take a quick little break and listen to some PSAs, and then I'll be right back and talk to you maybe a little bit about some of my favorite bands. So, talk soon.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
And we are back. Yeah, for me to talk a little bit more with you guys. So we kind of went over what the happenings are with the club, with our New Paltz Music Collective here. And yeah, I love all three of those bands that we have coming. I'm super, super excited. Like I said, I haven't seen one of them yet, but from what I've heard, they're great. And I really hope you guys like them too. And yeah, so maybe perhaps I talk about some of my favorite bands. A while ago, I actually put together a little gallery of different artists that I've taken photos of over the years. Because, you know, I don't know if I've told you guys this, but I'm a photographer as well as a DJ. I'm a person of perhaps many talents. Not that many, but, you know, just a couple. And I have had the privilege, honestly, of working with all of these different bands local to the area, mainly New Paltz, but also from other areas like Albany, other parts of the Hudson Valley, some people from New York City. And I've just always had such a great time. And I started doing this kind of by accident. So I also write for our school paper here, and I'm the arts entertainment editor. And I started just as a writer about 2 years ago now, and I was covering my first story, and it was a battle of the bands. And I had a camera, and I figured I might as well bring that up to school with me, because, you know, I want to write for the paper, and I can get some good quality pictures for the stories I'm writing. Never thinking I was going to do anything other than that. So I brought my camera with me, and I started shooting for all the bands, because I was like, wait a minute, I don't know who's going to win yet, so I better have a lot of good pictures for all of them, so that I have a good one, so when they announce the winner, I have something for everybody. Good idea. And so they announced the winner and stuff, and it was great. I wrote the article, we did an interview with them, it was super fun. And then I kind of was like, what do I do with pictures of the four other bands that played? Like, what am I going to do with these? So I decided to make an Instagram, and that Instagram is still the one I use today. And it is, I mean, if you care to check it out, you can, if you choose. It's pics by.alyss, A-L-Y-S-S, no A. And yeah, I've been posting all my photos. I've been taking of bands ever since then. Almost every single show I've been to, I've taken photos of. I think the exceptions I can pretty much count on one hand, and they were for reasons like I was getting out of work and I went straight to a show that I didn't want to miss, so I didn't have time to grab my camera, or it was Halloween and I was wearing a costume that didn't really allow me to be crawling around on the ground all night, so I just decided to have fun instead. But that's very far and few in between. So I have all those photos. I try to post as many as possible from every show that I attend. And currently, photos I've taken, I have no idea what that number might be, but photos I've posted, it's around like 1,400, maybe a little less, maybe 1,300. If there was some, I didn't post all 10. But yeah, I have around 1,400 photos that I have posted. Many of them are with the same bands at different times, stuff like that. But yeah, I've worked with or taken photos of at least 30 different ones. And I will say it has been one of my favorite things about my college experience has been doing that type of work. And doing this... Pretty much it's become a documentary project, and it's probably, yeah, like I said, one of the things I'm most proud of that I've done in college so far. But I'm just rambling about myself now, and I'd like to talk to you guys about a few of those bands who I have taken photos of before. I keep wanting to say, like, that I've shot, because, you know, that's the word, but that sounds bad. So I say take photo of over and over again, because that sounds less violent if you're just tuning in. So one of those bands that I've worked with a couple of times now is What? No, I'm not asking you a question. I am just telling you about the band whose name is What. They are I believe six people are in that band. They're a great group of guys. They're from the area. Most of them, I believe, if not all, did go to New Paltz and have since, like, graduated and such. And I just love their music so, so much. They're, like, a funk band, and they have, like, a horn section, and they're just amazing. I love them dearly, as I've said. Their album, Lavender Lounge, is a beautiful, beautiful work. And I believe they're working on a new one that I'm hoping will come out very, very soon. And yeah, they're not a reason I came to New Paltz, but I came to New Paltz knowing who they were, and looking forward to being able to see them one day. At the time when I entered college, I think they had a few singles out at that point, and I loved them so much, and I knew all the words, and I couldn't wait to see them, and it took me a while to actually see my first What show, because they did play at a lot of bars and stuff that I couldn't go to yet as a freshman in college. So I would just wait and wait and wait until I could see them, and then eventually I did. And it was very funny because I did sing all the words to pretty much all the songs. And I think it was a Halloween show, funny enough. And I kind of was just in the front row. It had cleared out. It was pretty late by that point. It was like 1 a.m. maybe. And at the end of the show, I wanted to buy like a poster. And I was talking to the trombonist and sometimes the pianist as well, Ryan. And he was like, "Hey, how do you know us? Because like none of us know who they didn't know who I was. I was just a random person to them." I was like, "Oh yeah, I guess I'm your number one fan." It was really silly. And yeah, I've now since then taken pictures of them multiple times, and I love working with them. They're just really great people. And on that note as well, another band I really loved working with, well, not really working with, but going to see and stuff and seeing their shows is Kale. They're a great band. No, I'm not telling you to eat more kale. I'm telling you that Kale's a great band. Another more like they do more of like a dance party. Like they might take
any song, any normal pop song, or even like an older rock song, and they just arrange it into these crazy long like jam sessions that are more on like big dance parties and like lights go, and it's super fun. Always a great time when they're in town. Another one I dearly love is Hunter Road. They're not from New Paltz, they're actually from Westchester, and those guys are amazing. I found out about them through a friend's band who had them on with them as like a, I believe they opened for them the first time I saw them. And oh, they're just so talented. They're just amazingly talented musicians. Their guitarist Abe, nobody's like Abe. Their singer Joe, his voice, he was, if Joe wasn't a singer, I don't know what he would be, because his voice is just amazing for it. They have some singles out, they've got a few out, and yeah, I just love listening to them. This is just, I realize, just me kind of like verbally writing a love letter to all these bands, and I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that if you're okay with that. So I'm gonna keep on going. Another cool one to check out is the Field Service. They're another local band to this area, and they have their own original music. A couple albums are out, and they're just so talented, again, so professional. Anytime I've worked with them, I've had them for Music Collective a couple times, they're just so professional. The gear they bring, I'm like, guys, this is insane. We're playing a little show on the quad here, and you're bringing out like a 24-track mixer. This is kind of crazy. But you know what? It sounds amazing. So I don't mind. But yeah, I love working with all these guys, and you know, it always just makes me super excited for what is to come of the music scene around here. It's always changing, it's always morphing into something new, and yeah, I'm super excited to see what the rest of this semester, the rest of this year bring, and then when I'm gone, I can't wait to hear all the updates. So we're going to take a quick break and listen to a couple of PSAs really quick, and then you know the drill. I'll be right back for a little bit.
It's one thing to be aware of breast cancer. It's another to do something about it. Here's to the heroes who are making a difference, who get out there and take action, who prove every day that they are so much more than a color. Here's to the people who are more than pink. Get involved at komen.org/morethanpink.
Are you facing foreclosure? Then come down to Megalow and Partners. We're a mortgage rescue company, and we can help you keep your house. Provided you submit to our plans for galactic domination. No, no, I'm kidding.
If you're facing foreclosure, talk to the right people. Speak with HUD-approved housing counselors free of charge at 888-995-HOPE. Brought to you by NeighborWorks America and the Ad Council.
I am back, continuing on with a little more New Paltz Music Collective Spotlight, NPMC Spotlight. And actually, I had a couple people join me in those 60 seconds of being gone. I got a couple of our club members in here. Hey guys, how you doing?
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, you want to tell the people who you are?
I'm John again.
I'm Mary.
Yes, we did. We had John and Mary on last week for a little bit on my other show, Lore Drop, which comes on right after this at 8. If you want to stick around, that would be super cool for everybody listening. But yeah, how are you guys? What are you doing?
I'm okay. We just went to try to see the Northern Lights.
Can you see them?
Barely.
You can see them on your camera. You can't see them with your eyes.
Okay. That's not too bad, though. That's more than we usually get anyway.
Yeah, it's cute. It was very nice and pink.
Nice and pink.
I heard that some people could see it behind Asopus Hall.
Behind Asopus? Okay, cool. Well, we're talking music here, guys. So I'm kind of been talking about some of the local music in town. Mm-hmm. And you guys said you haven't really seen anybody yet, so...
No, I really want to go to some of the shows. Just haven't had the chance.
I know. This year they've been a little more spread out than they used to be. We used to have, back in my day, we used to have a show pretty much every single weekend somewhere. There were somewhere to go, so.
No, I wish. I heard a couple shows, but then I was like, I had to study. I heard of a couple shows, but I just had to study that day.
So. Yeah, it happens.
I have not heard of anything. Nothing. I haven't gotten into it yet. I've been spending my weekends in my room.
No, we gotta get you guys out.
Yeah.
No, it took me a long time to find out about music in this town. Especially back then, it was still kind of COVID-ish.
Mm-hmm.
So there wasn't a lot happening when I was a freshman. And when there was, it was people keeping it to their friends so that it would be more safe. So I didn't know about any shows going on. I didn't know any of the musicians. I had no idea what was happening. And it was kind of disappointing because I was like, I know this is a big music school. Where is it all? Yes, I almost just threw the mic off the table by accident.
You can do that, man.
But actually, my first show I went to here was Halloween weekend my freshman year.
Don't we have that Halloween show coming up?
And we do have our Halloween show coming up. I was telling the people a little bit about it. But, yeah.
We did a zine for it yesterday.
We did. We started working on our zine. We made our poster. The poster looks great. Looks so good.
We had the best zine ever since all the past years. We're just better than all
We're just so good.
So good.
Honestly, though, no, I will say this group we have this year is so good. Compared to what we've had last year, our club has, in more recent years, I would say since COVID probably, has been very small. Because it's kind of hard to keep people interested without throwing a concert every single week, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of like, yeah, we have to learn about planning and money and all of the things that actually make it happen. So.
People just want to have fun.
They just want to have fun. And hey, that's totally fine. Like, I don't mind at all if 50 people I've never seen before showed up to our show. That would be amazing. I would love that so, so much. But I need more than, like, two to make it happen, you know?
We will make it happen. I'll take over your position.
You will?
Yes.
You want to be president one day?
I'll be president one day.
Pitch it to me. Why should you be president?
I love music, man. I just want to bring the music scene here in New Paltz to a new level. I heard that we had Pine Grove one year. I want to bring
them
back.
We did have Pine Grove. That would be really fun to get Pine Grove back. We've had some big acts that have come here right before they blew up kind of thing. Like, we had Pine Grove. We had Mint Green. We've had some pretty cool people.
And we're going to find some new, cooler people.
Yeah, we will.
We're going to find, like, the next Justin Bieber or something.
We are going to find the next Justin Bieber. I believe it. This year.
This is the
year. It's going to happen.
It's been too long since it's happened, so I think it has to happen this year.
I'm confident.
I'm confident, too.
2024, I think, is a lucky year.
I think so, too. It's been a good year.
It has.
Knock on wood.
My wood veneer.
Yeah, our pressed wood desk. That counts, I think.
Yeah, I had two midterms today, so that was...
Ooh, and what?
Digital media and journalism and philosophy, or global philosophy.
Fun, okay.
Yeah, I think I did decent.
Good.
I've heard that a lot of people were, like, struggling for studying on their midterms, especially in my hall.
Yeah. I'm at that point where midterms aren't tests anymore. They're like
projects,
and it's
they
like
last like a month.
Yeah, basically, I've literally been working on a podcast since the first day of class. Oh. And I'm like, this is gonna be great. I have like a mix due next week.
Mm.
I just have to mix an entire song that I recorded, and I'm like. Sometimes I'm listening back to it for like 2 hours and I'm like, I can't tell if I hate this anymore or if I really love it because it's been playing in my ears for too long I need to give up.
I think I tend to like not like the songs after I play them.
Right?
I play like guitar for my band and hopefully a new band with a couple more people here at New Paltz. And after I play songs, especially, like, perform them in front of a crowd, like, I start hating them.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why. They're good songs, but when you hear them repeat...
Yeah. Once you hear it repeat, you can't even, like... It's, like, nothing you can change... Especially if you're mixing a song. You're like, what does the difference between 5 dB. What is that really doing right now? What am I doing? I have that moment like 10 times a day in my major because all my friends are STEM majors. So they're like doing stuff and like labs and like writing reports and things like that. And then I'll be like, oh God, this is such a stressful week. I have to record myself talking about a first date I went on. Gosh, this is so difficult. Man, I have sound effects due today. Ugh. And I'm like, what am I talking about? What am I talking about?
I wish I could do STEM. But if it's for a grade, I can't do it.
Oh, same. I was a STEM major, and then I dropped it.
What STEM major were you?
Ooh, I was a bio major for a year.
I took AP bio last year. Not a fun experience.
I took AP bio in high school, too. I loved it. But it was fun because I had a little lizard in my class. We had a gecko as a pet, as like a class pet, kind of. But my classroom was, like, the animal behavior room as well. Mm. So we had all of the animals in there to a point where people just started donating pets they didn't want. Like, our AP of science, just, like, he was like, my daughter's turtles got too big. You gotta take them. And we were like, okay. So we had, like, turtles. We had somebody's guinea pig they surrendered. We had a leopard gecko. We had a bunch of fish. It was crazy.
I feel like that could have been, like, a cool experience, like, to make it where people have to take care of the animals.
Oh, we did, yeah. Because then my professor was like, hey guys, I run the marine biology club, and I know a couple of these animals are not marine, but we take care of all the pets here. Mm-hmm. And I became the little president of that, so. Aww. I would just walk around with our lizard on my shoulder all the time.
That's so cute.
His name was Larry. He was awesome. Larry the lizard.
Larry the lizard. Mm-hmm. I miss Larry the lizard.
I miss him so much.
What happened to Larry the lizard?
I don't know. I was supposed to get him when COVID happened. I was like, hey, like, what's going to happen to all the animals? Like, and he was like, And I was like, I'll take the lizard. And then my teacher ghosted me.
Oh. And then so I was what like, happened to the animal?
No idea. No idea. No, this was like back home in high school.
That's
It was crazy.
Where did you go?
I was a school in Brooklyn, Fort Hamilton.
My cousin went there.
Well, we're going to have to talk about that in a second. But we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to play our little legal ID. And then, actually, it's lore drop time, everybody. So, stay tuned for a couple songs in a couple minutes.
WFMP 88.7 Rosendale, the cutting edge of the Hudson Valley, brings you exclusively today's best music.
Hey guys, we're back. We're just gonna wrap it up really quick. We were kind of in the middle of talking a little bit, and I just wanted to say a quick thank you to you guys for coming on for the last little segment of my show here. But you know, we're gonna get started on Lore Drop now, so thank you guys for being here.
It was a pleasure.
Of course. So we're gonna get into our first song of the night, and I will be back in a little while to talk to you guys more about music and silly things.
She don't act quite like she used to. She caught that fever when she found out how the night moves. She digs a hole knowing not what she's getting into. Carrying the dream she knows that she may never get to. She burns away. She burns away. She takes a lemon with her brandy. She flies so high, I don't think she'll ever be landing. But she's hard and sweeter than the sweetest summer candy. She flies so high, I don't think she'll ever be landing. 'Cause she burns.